IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, the UK has a new Prime Minister, and we wanted to understand a little bit more about her. Richard Schwartz is the Director, Researcher and Global Custodian at Tungsten Publishing. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thanks. And you?
I am well, thank you. So, tell us about Britain's new Prime Minister.
There, at the moment, there isn't anything really definitive you can say, because she's been in government for quite a while, but in several different positions, mm-hmm. and she's taken different stances. I wouldn't say as the wind blows, but she's known for expressing herself very forcefully, but not necessarily holding the same line over time.
But I mean, didn't she even change? And of course, we're talking about Liz Truss. Didn't she change from being more of a liberal Democrat to becoming conservative? I mean, talking about changing as the wind blows.
Well, she did. She grew up in a left-wing kind of academic household, mm-hmm. going on marches against nuclear weapons, etc. At university, she had I can't remember exactly what the position was, but she held a position, student position, in the Liberal Democrats.
Right.
And then when she left university, she joined the Tories. And in this particular election, was appealing pretty much to the right wing of the Tory party in her positions. But it's not clear whether she's going to govern from those positions.
Right, right. And in fact, I think even as a student, she wanted to disband the monarchy. Obviously, that's, I mean, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
But I thought that was quite funny, considering that today
she'll
be...
I don't think that's going to come up in a discussion with the Queen today.
I would imagine not. So what can we expect? I mean, do we have any idea of what to expect from her? She's taking on a very uncomfortable Britain, isn't she?
She is. It's a pretty divided Britain. I think everyone more or less expects her first actions to be dealing with the energy price crisis. Mm. As you probably know, the UK's energy prices are going through the roof at a retail level. A lot of small businesses feel threatened because, well, on the one hand, for consumers, there is a price cap, but even that is exorbitant, or has been increasing exorbitantly. But for businesses, there's no protection. So a lot of businesses are worried that they're going to go out of business if they have to pay these kinds of prices. She's not naturally somebody who would want to interfere in the sense of giving handouts to people. That's what she said. But she's going to come under extreme pressure to do so. So we'd expect that to be her first action after appointing a cabinet. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, it's not clear. Broadly, she's in favor of cutting taxes. That we know. How she's going to do it is not clear.
All right. And in terms of bridging the divide within the Tories themselves, is she somebody capable of doing that? Is she a unifier?
I personally don't think so. There has been talk about whether she was going to have a sort of big tent cabinet, which is going to be announced later today. The commentaries that I've seen so far suggest that it's not going to be a big tent cabinet, but pretty much a cabinet of loyalists. She knows that the majority of the parliamentary Conservative Party did not support her. They supported Rishi Sunak, her rival, but I don't see her as a unifier, no.
Which is obviously problematic. I would imagine also, given the fact that she hasn't won an election, does that weaken her?
Yes, that presents a credibility issue, because a lot of people will argue, even though this is the way the system works, you elect a party, not an individual. The fact that she has been elected to this position by, I don't know, 168,000 people out of several million potential voters, and hasn't done so on the manifesto that the Conservative Party stood on at the last election is going to present credibility issues, I'm pretty sure. People will jump on any disparity between what they said they were going to do in the last general election and what she said she's going to do.
Right, right. And in terms of Brexit, I mean, we know that she didn't support it initially and then became a supporter later on. Is that going to be a factor for her as well?
I think she's going to go out of her way to out-Brexit the Brexiteers.
Mm.
She wants to forget that she supported Remain.
Absolutely. We will keep an eye on this and see where this goes. Richard Schwartz, Director of Researcher and Global Custodian at Tungsten Publishing.